May 11, 1 Samuel 1, 1 to 18, she kept her promise. I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Elkanah, a Levite of Mount Ephraim, was a man of wealth and influence and one who loved and feared the Lord. His wife Hannah was a woman of fervent piety. Gentle and unassuming, her character was marked with deep earnestness and a lofty faith. The blessing so earnestly sought by every Hebrew was denied this godly pair. Their home was not gladdened by the voice of childhood, and the desire to perpetuate his name led the husband, as it had led many others, to contract a second marriage. But this step, prompted by a lack of faith in God, did not bring happiness. Sons and daughters were added to the household, but the joy and beauty of God's sacred institution had been marred, and the peace of the family was broken. Peninnah, the new wife, was jealous and narrow-minded, and she bore herself with pride and insolence. To Hannah, hope seemed crushed and life a weary burden, yet she met the trial with uncomplaining meekness. The burden which she could share with no earthly friend she cast upon God. Earnestly she pleaded that he would take away her reproach and grant her the precious gift of a son to nurture and train for him. And she made a solemn vow that if her request were granted, she would dedicate her child to God even from its birth. Hannah's prayer was granted. She received the gift for which she had so earnestly entreated. As she looked upon the child, she called him Samuel, asked of God. As soon as the little one was old enough to be separated from its mother, she fulfilled her solemn vow. She loved her child with all the devotion of a mother's heart. Day by day her affections entwined about him more closely as she watched his expanding powers and listened to the childish prattle. He was her only son, the especial gift of heaven, but she had received him as a treasure consecrated to God, and she would not withhold from the giver his own. Faith strengthened the mother's heart, and she yielded not to the pleadings of natural affection.